This is reposted.
Hello, and welcome to Reposted. In the next few moments, we'll be breaking down a post that we have found to be inspiring, interesting, or otherwise entertaining. Quotes that catch our eye and we feel are worth a deeper look. Thank you for stopping by.
All right, Andrew. Today's quote comes from someone that has become very near and dear to my heart after reading books to my three kids, Dr. Seuss, who said, "I like nonsense. It wakes up the brain cells. Fantasy is a necessary ingredient in living. It's a way of looking at life through the wrong end of a telescope, which is what I do, and that enables you to laugh at life's realities." I vividly remember about 5 years ago, I was playing racquetball with my two good buddies, and I don't know how we got on the topic, but they instantly both at almost the same time said, whenever they're in a rut in life, they read a nonfiction, they read a fiction book. They read sci-fi. And I thought, that is crazy. I don't read a lot of sci-fi books. I have seen Total Recall. It did seem like it was a good way to loosen up the memory. Do you use fantasy to loosen up your life?
I do not use fantasy to loosen up my life. I think I use improv to loosen up my life. I think silliness is important. I want to point out the silliest thing of that entire intro that you gave me is you were playing three-person racquetball. That's nonsense. You shouldn't be doing that. I'm disappointing you.
It's called cutthroat.
Yeah, I think it is important for people to be able to break out and think creatively. It allows you to come up with ideas of like new ways to do things, because I think in general, the public's default is no. Like, can we work remotely 100%? No. And you have to think outside the box. In the case of this pandemic, we were forced to think outside the box, but it takes being able to think of like, can we have a 100% electric car? No. Now California is saying that in a few years, they're not even going to sell gasoline-powered cars, because it takes people to think outside the box, like Dr. Seuss and you and your three-person racquetball.
Thank you for making fun of the cutthroat game. You know, just looking back at like those old 60s Star Trek, like the TV thing, you thought like, it's crazy that those doors would open and nobody's there. Or you could just talk to a computer and it talks back to you. Like, it looks silly at the time, but maybe some, I wonder if just it foreshadows into the human existence and we will it into existence because we kind of see it in sci-fi first.
It's a way of pop culture manifesting what it wants, like the Dick Tracy watch, which no one wanted, and the Apple watch. I think one of the things that people have the hardest time with in general, once you become an adult, is brainstorming, because you don't want to say something out loud because people are going to say it's stupid. I would say that if you got a group of kids together, you're going to come up with a more creative idea. And that's something I lament, is being able to throw out stupid ideas, because that could spark something else.
You know, here's what I really like about what fantasy and fiction can do for you. When you read it and get into it, you learn that you accept the fact that not everything requires an answer. Listen to this. According to a study from the published in the Creativity Research Journal, participants who were reading a short story fiction, as opposed to an essay, nonfiction, experienced a significant decrease in self-reported need for cognitive closure. So it just widens your brain to realize, hey, everything does not need a yes or a no. There's gray and there's a maybe.
And just, were you saying that you just need to accept things the way they are sometimes? Well, to push back against that, I think sometimes accepting things the way they are and not having closure is not the right way to go. So I agree with that sentiment in general, but also there's an exception to every rule.
No, but I just feel like as a society, we've become very black and white. We need things in order. And that's sort of preserved as well as we've moved off the Serengeti. But what I think these books do is they like basically put you in a spot where there is no answer. And sometimes it takes you another world to get to be able to go like, oh, okay, maybe there is no right or wrong.
Yeah. When was the last time you read a book?
I read books very slowly. I'm currently in a book now. I just finished the Lewis and Clark big time book about them coming across. Stephen Ambrose book is pretty amazing. Well, see, once again, I love fiction movies. I love Total Recall. I loved all Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies. I just recently saw the old school Dune because the new Dune's coming out. I see sci-fi movies. And I remember that scene in Total Recall, if you've seen it a long time ago. Basically, in the future, the idea is that you can implant a vacation in your brain. Like you don't need to go on the vacation. They just somehow put it in your brain and you wake up and you felt like you went on a vacation.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a different scene in Total Recall. I'm not sure. It's famous Quato? For one scene. Maybe it's
Quato.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Do you think that watching a movie or experiencing something visually does the same thing as reading a book or even a Dr. Seuss book? I haven't done any research, and I know people tune in for our medical advice. So what do you think?
One of the other things that you read, that you think about when you hear this, when you read fiction, you basically take a mental vacation. It lets you go somewhere else and actually reduces stress. So if you got a good fiction book, once again, back to my three-man volleyball racquetball game, they were, I don't know if they knew what they were doing, but what it was doing for them is reducing their stress level to read fiction and think about a different world.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss has done some pretty great things. I eat green eggs and ham on the second Tuesday of every month now, solely because of Dr. Seuss. I don't know how he's affected your diet.
Yes. There's the last thing I'll say about this. Like, what I think sci-fi does is it stimulates like the brain cells in your brain. For instance, like you watch a Transformer movie. Hey, the good guys are going to win. The bad guys are going to lose. You know, when you go in and watch that movie, what's going to happen. But like when you watch Inception, a dream on a dream on a dream, like you're like, what is going on? And you really have to use all your brain cells. And I think sometimes that, you know, engages your mind to have to work to figure this out. And not, oh, it's the bad guys are going to win. Okay. Or the good guys, whatever.
And it makes you think about it once you're done reading it. Have you ever read, or do you know the story of Ender's Game?
Yes. That's the book. That is the actual book that led to the discussion. Ender's Game. That was it.
That's such a good, and Ender is short for Andrew, which is my name.
And that, by the way, that's a sci-fi book that came out like a gazillion years ago, right?
Yeah. It's pretty old. I read it in middle school, I think. It's captivating.
I love that you said that. That's literally the book that Kirk said that he reads every once in a while. I think it was either Kirk or Schatz, to like stimulate their brain to get it going. I love this discussion because my wife was probably going to sleep. The last she would reading a sci-fi book, like her idea of going fantasy would be, of course, like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or like Sweet Home Alabama. That's where she's going with this whole thing. That's how she's going to turn the microscope upside down.
Well, I don't think I would recommend those books, but if you would like to play racquetball with Larry and one other person, please reach out. You can find us at Reposted Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I'm Andrew Keller for Leg Crossing Larry saying, thanks for stopping by.